Well, good morning. It is 10:50 a.m. here on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 66, 65, somewhere in the middle 60s. A little breezy, so a little chilly, a little cool. It's not overly warm, which is good. It's not overly cold, which is also good. Alright. Shut off the screen. Stuff it in my pocket. Off we go. So yeah, what have I been up to? Yesterday was I baked. Like with an oven and everything. Pretty much all afternoon yesterday. I'm glad I got out early, although the smoke was, that was a bit rough. It was really amazing how much smoke there was. It was coming from Nebraska, of all places. Not from the northwest, but from the northeast. And it's because there was I think it was a low that was causing the winds to bring the smoke all the way west to the mountains before turning south and east again to blow over us and a lot of Colorado. It was a lot of smoke. There's still a hint of it in the air. I'm not sure if it's the same smoke or if somebody's got a barbecue going today. It's a great day for a barbecue pit. Although I suspect there's still a red flag warning. The winds are not terrible here, but they are pretty good in other places around. Still reading Heretical Fishing. It's a bit fractured. It's gotten a bit out of hand. But I'm still enjoying it. There's a lot of stuff happening in it. A lot of different subplots swimming around. Good morning. Smoke. But what it is fun. It's just, it's silly, it's fun. Makes me miss the ocean. Although, to be fair, I suppose everything makes me miss the ocean these days. There's a little sun up there. Satisfactory continues to eat my brain. I've started rebuilding the factory, my starter factory. I'll work outward. Some of it I'm not going to be able to do much with. Some of it I can actually get a lot done with. I did have to interrupt my building to start aluminum. I really need the aluminum to go here because I need the high-speed belts. And I need all of the things that aluminum makes that are required for this particular level of space station. All of the, I think all of the milestones require radio control units, which are a pain in the butt to make. So it's one of the reasons that I'm fiddling about with trains. I need to get coal to my bauxite line. I've got a nice bauxite line going, but I need to get coal to it. And I've picked a different place to build my bauxite mine this time. I've been building it on the western, on the eastern side, and I'm building it in the northwest corner, just to see if it's interesting. The train going halfway across the map is amazing. It took forever to lay the rail bed and then the rails. But what it does for parts availability, raw materials availability, is pretty astonishing. So we'll continue working on that. It's nice not having, I'm playing in like total passive mode. I don't have spiders. Nothing attacks me, even when I attack it. I've got something that's standing in my way. I just beat the shit out of it until it goes away. Or dies. And then there's the wizards next. I sat down with a manuscript last night after dinner and looked at it and said, eh, and yeeted it out. I just lost it. And then tried to start again, keeping like front of mind, what happens next? What are the pinch points? What's likely to have occurred? And then I started writing. And keeping in mind that because we've got this framed as a Wizard's Butler series, keeping Roger's point of view active, at least most of the time, is kind of required. Otherwise, it's not the wizard's butler anymore. Was the thing I struggled with most about the wizard's cat, because the cat really needed to be centered more, but there was no way to really work it in. Any more than I did. So we'll see the cat again. But the hell is this? Power washer, I guess. Interesting. Okay. Oh, washing his car. Come on up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Come on, post. Garage full of cars and two more parked in the yard, one at the curb. Good Lord. So yeah, I sat down after supper and started again. And just let it happen. And 90 minutes later, I was shocked to find out that in fact had, and I just had to put it down because it was time to do trivia. Go figure. So I haven't been back to it yet today. I get to get back to it this afternoon. I don't have anything I need to deal with this afternoon, I don't believe. I did all my baking yesterday. I've got fresh bread. I've got snackies. Gotta make pot roast for dinner. I should probably put that on. I usually make it in the Instant Pot mostly because I forget to do it until late in the day. But doing an actual pot roast, braising it in the oven. Roasting potatoes and carrots with it. If I've got the time, if I can pay attention and actually get it into the oven, that would be awesome. These lilacs are putting out little buds. Those are putting out flowers. Those are putting out leaves. Yeah, there's one branch. Oh no, some more up there. Fresh leaves. Look at that. Spring is sprunging. It's interesting. The music this morning was Doors, LA Woman. I loaded the FLAC file. When I record the disc, the diskette, when I record the cassette, I record it one whole side at a time, and then append the second side to the end of the file, and save it as FLAC. It's a pretty pretty compact audio format that is alleged to be lossless. But the problem with the FLAC is that I don't, when I process the FLAC, cut it into tracks, FLACs to tracks, and then save those. I also do some minor loudness variables, cleanup, whatever you want to call it, so that while I've recorded it at a very low level, I'm processing it at a level where I don't have to turn the player up full in order to hear it. Which just generally does a good job. But because I'm listening to the original source FLAC, the long file, both sides of the cassette, it doesn't have that loudness balancing, so I have to turn the volume up quite high. And it's still not quite there. I love my hearing aids. Having earbuds wherever I go that sync to my phone, that sync to my computer, that sync to all the computers in the house if I want it to. I should check to see if it works on the TV. It's been so long since I've watched television, it's ridiculous. I've been watching, the only video I watch, the only, quote, TV, quote, I watch is when I'm cooking dinner. I have a laptop, and I play usually videos, Amazon Prime, since we already buy Prime. Yes, I know, don't. We can talk about the evil empire, but there is so much evil, I have to pick and choose which pieces I'm going to try to fight. And I keep seeing authors, well, you're going to get out of KU, you're going to get out of KU. And it's like, well, yeah, that's all well and good for you, but what about all the readers who are in KU? What about all those people who rely on KU for their reading? The people who can afford whatever the subscription rate is, but can't afford to buy the number of books that it would take them to have something to read all month without having to choose between food and books. It's tough. It's tough. I've been lucky. I've been careful. My retirement is not dependent on the $2,500 I get each month from Social Security, which is good because my monthly budget is $6,000. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Bitch, moan, piss, complain. Maybe that isn't me. I am at the back gate. I made it. Another day. 14th of March. Which means tomorrow is a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.